So I will skip the left part since we already demoed heavily about that yesterday. And for the right hand, if you are developing an add-in, you are interested in calling APIs to manipulate your Excel, your PowerPoint, your Word, put something into that, that's the one I'm going to show you today. So with that, let me show how it looks. So let me show you the function here in Excel first. So the tutorial itself is just an Excel add-in. As you want to develop an add-in, we show you how it looks like. So we put it in an add-in shape. It can be a task pane, can be a content. And so we show here, you see the first few boxes here that are the common scenarios people may want to use to manipulate and input data or charts into Excel. So here I'm going to show you like this format table scenario. Maybe you want to do some add some data into the table and draw a chart from the table. And here is that scenario. So if I click this one, you see the JavaScript code here is right there for you to how to make this first API call. So it is a three-step scenario. And the first step of this is create a table with data into your Excel. So here is the example you may already find in our website. It is using the Excel object model and try the run method. And we pass a context into the function of that. And then we can see inside of this object model function, we have all the, we can get the current active worksheet from this context. And you get the current active worksheet, which is just this sheet one, the Excel sheet. And then we can create a table in that. So here I'm creating a table in the current worksheet, but I'm putting it in the end. Probably that's too far away to see from here. So the amazing thing here is you can just directly edit the code in this add-in, and it will run according to what you input here. So I'm going to put it in the A to C here. So it's the A6 to C6 zone here that will get my table. And then I give a name of the table. And also I gave like the header row of the table. I gave a few values for the table header, as the table is about description, about the cost and the category. Then I'm gonna add the table rows of the data I want to input into the table. So here you may find that I'm having a table rows.add function. And I have a non-parameter here. So if you wonder what does this mean, so a simple way here is just go to our documentation. So go to our website, devdocs.com, and under the old documentations, we have all the documentation for the add-in APIs. So now we are looking at Excel. When you click Excel here, it directs you to the Excel-related documents and the API reference. So we are here looking at the table rows object model. So let's search for the table, since it's table rows, so it's the table row collection we are operating against. So the table row collection here, and we can see the add method here. And the add method has the parameter, which is the first one we are using as the index. Since it's an optional parameter, and if none, it means we are adding data at the end of that table, the end row of that table. So that is what we are using here. And then the second parameter is the real data we want to insert into the table. And so you see I made a few steps here. And then before I do the sync method, none of those are executed really. So when I do the context object model.sync method, then it's execute all the function query, the command queries I created before. And once succeeded, it shows you this message. You have successfully created something. Or if it is error, it pop up me the error message. So let's run this code now. You can see the table is created according to the data I input. And next step here, as I said, this was scenario based. So we are going to format the table a little bit, like we can, what we can do from the home, from the buttons in Excel, we can do that. So I'm still getting this expense table, and I'm getting the header range, and I load the address of the header range, and then I change the font size, the color, the name, things of that. Again, I'm just queue the commands here, and then I execute the sync function. So it formatted the table header row for me. So you can see that's what we change here. So again, you can just update the code here and it will run against your updated version. And then next, similarly, we are going to format the row, the data in the body part. So we are formatting the table data range. We are getting the table data range for the whole, the table body and doing formatting of those data content. So you see the format is changed as well. So that's a simple example of format a table in Excel. And then another common scenario in Excel is people want to do something with chart. So I'm going to show you this create and read a chart function, this scenario. So again, it's a three step. And first, I need to create a data source. And we have some data first, and then we insert a chart according to the data there. So here, I'm creating a chart in the current active working sheet and in the A2 to A5 range and put some data there. So you can use the category range, which is here, and then use the series range, which is there. And then we are supposed to input the data range of the body of the contents. So now let's run this code. You see the data is created here easily for you. And then we will create a chart according to the data input here. So I'm use this get range method to get all the data we input here, and I create a chart by calling the charts.add function. And you see I have a parameter here as a column cluster. That's actually the chart tabs when you see here. So when we do the original way, we click the buttons to create charts. It was like showing you the pie charts, the column cluster. So we can use that as a parameter into the API call, and that will create a related chart for you. And then we give name of the chart, and again, use the sync to execute all this command query. So if I run this code, the chart is created according to the data. So we can try to change the number here, and the chart is related with that. So, and then I can also read in the properties from the chart object, like the chart title, the axis, the categories, the series. So I'm here reading the chart name of that, which is a little bit different as the chart title. The name is given by Excel itself when creating the chart. So run this code, it pops at me the chart. Chart one is the real name of this chart created. So you can see like things like this you can do with Excel. And now that I have created this, so we have this get used range API at this scenario as well. So this is going to give you all the range of information you already have in this current worksheet. So you know the chart can be moved everywhere, so this not included in the range. But for this, if you call this get used range, it will get you like A1 to D14, which is this part of the content. That means this part of the Excel worksheet has content in that. And then we can clear the used range just to remove the data inside. So if we run this, it's gone. And the chart has no data in that. OK. So besides, so you can explore more about these scenarios easily by yourself. And besides those scenarios, we have that like a single API call methods within the snippets. So there are more and more examples here just for a simple API call. So you can try to query the one you are interested using the group. So if you are interested in a range in table in data, you can filter from here and get the related one you want. So let me show you one, maybe with charts related, and you can select one more here, or you can just go here directly. And if you see this, like, it's similar, like I can run some code and create something for me, or I can create a chart, I can, yeah, these are just like a simple one API call methods examples for you. So this is for Excel, and similarly, we have that for other Office hosts as well. So let me show you how it works in Word. So this is a pre-created Word for me, just for demo purpose. And we have the Word-related scenario with that. So they are different as Excel, of course, because the Word function is different. We can insert HTML content, pictures, create content controls in the Word. So we are showing you how to do that with these scenarios. And again, we have the API calls here. So maybe people are interested. I see many people already have interest in the content control, so I'll show you this. So this one, similarly, is called the Word Object Model and the run function. So it's getting all the paragraphs with this context and in the document body and getting all the paragraphs currently available in this document. So here, I suppose it can give me like 5 paragraphs. And then the load the paragraph task means the contents of the paragraph. And I run a sync method that get executed. And I'm using the first item of the paragraph. That means the first paragraph and insert the content control there. So you see, this is just the current task here. No content control, nothing over that. But if we run this, see, it is boxed as a content control. So if you are familiar with content control, Word provides that, and you can input properties of that content control, and later you can search out the, if the content control is repeated in through the whole document, you can search and modify the content in one place, and all of that will sync. And then next step is we can change, so we can do something with the content control now. So we can change the text inside of that. So if I load this content control and then still the first content control in this document and I insert some contents there. So I expect that this part will change to the new text here. So I run this, see the content of this is changed. And then I can also delete this content control. So it can be deleted either just delete the control but leave the text here or delete the entire thing for me. So that's a parameter configuration. So if it is true, that means the text will remain inside but the control will go. So if we run this, see the text is here and this back to a normal paragraph. So this is how Word is using that. And a special thing for Word, you know, is the header footer thing. We see if it's some company or official like documentation, we put the company name as the header and then put a folder for legal, for the copyrights information like that or the date time. So we have API for control that as well. So here I'm showing like the header section. We are using sections, so the Word document is organized according to different sections. And we are finding the first one, and we are getting the header of that, and we will insert a name for the header section. So if we run this, you see the header is adding a header for me through the whole document. And also this one I here inserted the footer as well, so it is here. And also similarly, as you can add, you can remove that later. So if I run the code here, they are gone easily as we are using the API calls. So, and also we have the Snippet Explorer for Word as well. So you can try a simple API call from that. So I'm gonna show you the search related, because in Word we have a long documentation. We usually would like to do some search, some contents, and there are different type of search in Word document. So we can search match the case with lowercase, higher case, and with the whole word or with a wildcat. So I'm showing you if I use match case. So this one is searching all the THE for me, and the match case is false. So I expect all the V in this document will be searched for me. And the same thing is, as Excel, you can format the content you want. So I'm using, so for all the results I get, I'm changing the color, the highlights, and the bold or not of that search results for me. So if I run this, you see all the D I changed and highlighted for me, or I searched and changed the fonts for me. And also we can search for match the whole word. So I'm searching the video word this time, and also changed the font a little bit. So you can search the video word and change that for me. Also we support like prefix. Everything begin with PRE can be searched, and prefix and the suffix as well. Everything ending with something will be searched. So if you run this, you see this word just begin with PRE can be searched and highlighted. Also the wildcat thing. So I'm searching here for anything begin with a TO and have anything inside of that and end with an N. So right now I have this tongue here. So that's matching the searching criteria, begin with a TO, anything in between, and end with an N. So if I do this, it's matching this one and highlighted for me. So that's how simple and easy you can do this stuff with their Word API. And then we have this final one, another member of the Office family. So the PowerPoint, you can also see this API tutorial in PowerPoint. And we offer like similar scenarios here. So if you try this navigation here, this looks a little bit too big. So here's the idea, like still I'm going to get the first slides here. I have three slides here. I get the first slides ID, and I can get the title of the slides by using the get this first slide. So I can get a slide with the ID and the title is my first slide, and it's indexed as well. And then we can go to the specific slides by ID. So just use this office go to type dot slides function. And so if I'm on the second slide and I run this, it will go navigate back to the first one. And also we can use this get to the next to navigate through all your slide pages. So if I run this, so you see it navigate to the next and the next. And if it's end, if you run this, show you an error message. It's already out of range because it's the last one. And then we can go to the slides also by index. So by ID is one thing. Also so the ID is assigned by the PowerPoint itself. You may not know that, but the index is always starting from one. So if you run this, it will go back to the first one for you or anything you configure in your code. So this is how it looks in PowerPoint. We also have that support in Project the project product in Office Family as well. So I'm not going to demo that today, but you can imagine that's the similar as you have scenario, have snippets, and we have directly show you the API call code to run that. So support metrics of this tutorial thing. So we have two types. One is the task pane as we support for the Office add-ins. And you can also run that as a content. So, and also for the hosts, I show you like this support Excel, PowerPoint, support Word, Project, and Outlook. So let me show you this, not only this, but also their online version as well. So let me show you how it looks in the online of using Outlook. So once you get the developer account, we can go to portal.office.com, right? There you get all the information, all the products we provided you with the account. You got all the Office Family products there. So let's go to, make it smaller. Let's go to the Outlook online. That's my mail. And I can use this API tutorial in Outlook as well. So when I new a message, you see here, the add-in light up for me, means I have already add-ins installed for my account. And then here lists the add-ins I already installed, and this is the API tutorial for Outlook loaded for me. So here the scenarios is customized according to the Outlook APIs. So if I want to compose a new email, so here is the example code you can use to when you are composing a new email. So this one, I got the type of the email body. So what kind of data type it supports. To run that code, I see it's an HTML file. And then I can set the run this code to select the email object I want to use. So now it's empty. And if I run this, you see it runs and put the title as I input in my code. And then next, I can also set the start of the email body. This is the start of this. So this may be used when for email rules. You know, when you use Outlook, you can create certain rules in your folder so that everything starts with certain thing, comes to a specific folder. So this is a possible way to create an email like that so everybody see this rule. And also, I can just directly write some content in the email body. So this is just using the body.set selected data async, and I'm using the hello world as the content of this email. You run this, it's put here. And then I can also put some HTML contents, because in the first step, I already called that what kind of data content is this email supported. So now you can see we can add some HTML content with the body as the bold font. So, and then the other scenario is we can save and close the draft. That's not only manipulating the contents of your email, but also we can use the Outlook API to save this email as a draft in your drafts folder. So if you run this, see, it's already saved to my draft folder. And also I can close this one. So this is one way of using that when you create an email. And also there is other way using that when you are reading an email. So when you're reading an email, you see this tutorial is located here and it has the related scenarios of the reading the email. So try that and you will see more useful examples yourself. Yeah, and for the support version, so as you may already seen that we have the Office Admin APIs available since Office 2013, and we have more and more APIs for the 2016 version, and also supported on Office Online today. So this tutorial works for all these three versions. And for the API difference, so the you know the 2013 API are different as the 16. So when you launch this tutorial in different host version, it will launch the related supported API calls in that version. And they in this, so if you wonder what kind of API is supported in the related host version of Office, you can always go to this web page that in our devdocs.com, add in availability page to see that a matrix of the host version and the API set we provided there. And yeah, so interesting, right? So if you want to try that yourself, here is how to install that. So as simple as every other add-in you can get, just insert that from Office add-in. Maybe I'm offline here. So as other, you can get that from the store and just search for API tutorial. You will get that as in the text pane shape and in the content shape. All right, so here is all the demos I have with the API tutorial. So any questions? No, we will try this, try download this and see how it runs and show the codes for you. Yeah, good. Okay, so if you have any questions, I'm here all the day today and tomorrow, and thank you.